Unit 8. Understanding Hurricanes.
When speaking more technically, meteorologists prefer the term tropical cyclone, referring to both where the storm forms and its cyclical shape. When speaking more technically, meteorologists prefer the term tropical cyclone, referring to both where the storm forms and its cyclical shape. In Asia, the phenomenon is known as a typhoon, but regardless of which terminology is used, hurricanes are defined as storms with sustained wind speeds of at least 74 miles per hour. In Asia, the phenomenon is known as a typhoon, but regardless of which terminology is used, hurricanes are defined as storms with sustained wind speeds of at least 74 miles per hour. This heat is transferred to the humid, tropical air above the water, pushing it upwards at great speeds and causing the moisture within it to build into tall clouds. This heat is transferred to the humid, tropical air above the water, pushing it upwards at great speeds and causing the moisture within it to build into tall clouds. The storm takes on a thick ring-like structure with a hollow core known as the eye, which is shaped like a narrow cylindrical shaft. The storm takes on a thick ring-like structure with a hollow core known as the eye, which is shaped like a narrow cylindrical shaft. Beyond the eye wall, weaker storms known as rain bands orbit the eye, forming a giant spiral or wheel. Beyond the eye wall, weaker storms known as rain bands orbit the eye, forming a giant spiral or wheel. As long as the storm remains over areas of warm water, its intensity increases. It can be thought of as feeding on this warmth. As long as the storm remains over areas of warm water, its intensity increases. It can be thought of as feeding on this warmth. It will keep building in strength until it passes over cooler water or makes landfall. It will keep building in strength until it passes over cooler water or makes landfall. Not surprisingly, hurricanes result in tremendous damage when they come ashore. Not surprisingly, hurricanes result in tremendous damage when they come ashore. Hurricane winds also give rise to elevated sea levels that rush in as storm surges and flood entire coastal cities. And once on land, they can spawn separate but equally destructive thunderstorms and tornadoes. Hurricane winds also give rise to elevated sea levels that rush in as storm surges and flood entire coastal cities. And once on land, they can spawn separate but equally destructive thunderstorms and tornadoes. Like any natural disaster, hurricanes require ample preparation and a healthy dose of respect in order to minimize the harm they dispense. Like any natural disaster, hurricanes require ample preparation and a healthy dose of respect in order to minimize the harm they dispense.